Hello. I'm good. Let's just wait for the audience to join. And I invited you as co-host. Yeah, you should accept the co-host. Hello, Anna. Anna is the first person that joined my space today. Unbelievable. That is good. That is why you are the fans of the month. You know, this guy is the fan of the month. Yeah, he's always on our space, you know, commenting and everything. He's a good man.
That's nice.
Yeah, let me share the space so that they will join. So, how are you doing? I said, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm very fine. So, can you speak pidgin?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay. Tell me something so you can speak in pidgin. Let's listen.
Don't know what to say, like I don't know. Well, I
Like,
can
what's the
just
most
speak if
common?
someone is speaking pidgin, I understand, and I can, you know.
Okay, what's the most common one you usually just speak? Like, you know, some people will tell you, "I beg your, you know, shift," you
Yeah.
know, those kind of things. So,
I love to say like they play or I
they
beg, you
play.
know.
What is the meaning of the play?
They play is like you are not serious, like something like that, you know.
Yeah, be joking, right? Yeah, see, let me
Also,
see.
you don't detire me.
Oh,
Yeah,
if you like say don't jam one Nigeria guy because that one is deep. Ah, no. Let me say a quick shout out to some of our audience here. Adiola, welcome. Okpe, my father. Oh, I don't want to say my father because we know what happened the last time. They say Naya Mama be this you know. Yeah, that it caused the problem because the president wife was at an event, and then the MC was telling the people at the event that the president wife is their mother. Then those people
Really?
replied them that yes, that the president wife is not their mother. Instead, the president wife is the MC mother. Yeah,
That's
so
crazy.
yeah, my so my father. Let me just use that word for you. My father's second son. Oh, wonder boy and Anna, your biz. Jabi, welcome guys. Today we are discussing about music, culture, and you know, games. They are going to be a game, okay? And they are going to be a winner on this space, okay? We are going to pick the winner of our game, and the game will be conducted by our special guest. You know, she will be the one to conduct the game. She will be the one to pick the winner. Our winner generation will do what we do best. You know, credit the winner. So share this space, okay? Let more people join. I know it's weekend. Some people are out there chilling, you know. Some of the way the data is expensive now, they cannot join space. You know, that's some bushy thing, but we get over it. Share the space and let more people join. So, like, let me ask you a question. Where are you from?
I'm from Morocco.
Morocco. And then you share some Spanish heritage, right?
I live in
So,
France,
as
but
you.
I'm from Morocco and Spain.
Okay, you live in France. Okay, so how long have you been staying in France, or were you born and brought up in France?
I was brought up there, but I've also like been to Morocco for a few months. Like I go sometimes for months, then I come back, you know.
Okay, so how come do you become Burna Boy biggest fan because you are the number one, you know, well known. Yeah, how did that happen?
I discovered Burna with a football player. Like he was always, you know, like posting stories on IG with Burna's music. And I didn't even have a phone by that time. It was 2015, and I was on a friend's phone. I was scrolling on, you know, on IG, and I heard a Burna Boy song on his story, like Jealousy and Soke, and I was like, oh, who is this artist? I love his music. And you know, I thought Burna was Jamaican because at that time, like, you know, he was always singing like reggae thing and dancehall, like, but then I found out he was Nigerian and I got to learn more about the culture. But may you know, like more few years later, I would say, But yeah, I found out about Bernard that way, and since 2015, I've been listening to him.
You're a real fans, okay? You are the real day one Bernard fan. Like, that is the beginning of Bernard. Like, Bernard have been around for like 2012, you know, and you have given us some amazing hit. Like, you know, there are some crazy songs with AK, like,
True.
Like, personally, I love the old Bernard Boys music, okay?
Yeah,
I personally love old Bernard Boys. I mean, maybe the gun
is mad,
yeah,
and also then, like one demo, you know,
yeah, you know, and then as time goes up, Bernard Boy actually showcased what we call growth in music because. Mm-hmm. As at that time, Burna Boy was not when, like, he was popular in Nigeria, but he was being seen as a particular artist, like that reggae dancehall stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And somebody that was having, like, issues with the, you know, society. Let me say, for example, you know, trying to show the bad boy side of him, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And also the issue he had in the UK. So he was more of somebody that was just there, you know, doing one or two things. Also, he was in a relationship with Cynthia Morgan then, I think. Yeah. You know, one of Nigeria dancehall queen. Burna Boy is what we call hard work and, you know, showing your skills and not backing down, because they might actually take the game by the end and say, you know what, I will have to show you people that I'm the big seven, you know. Yeah, we're going to accept Mike, okay? We accept Mike. Don't worry, Egbon will
accept so your versatile, Mike. Like.
Yeah, you know, he can actually write, sing, rap, do different type of music, R&B, and even dancehall music. So,
yeah, and he can produce, sing in many languages. But I even wonder, like, how he got to, you know, to get interested into, like, Jamaican culture and dancehall and all this stuff. I would like to ask him, actually.
Yeah, I feel like that also comes like influence of, you know, being with someone like Cynthia Morgan, because if you listen to Cynthia Morgan music, it's more like a Jamaica kind of music, and also they are influenced by mostly like the people. I feel like Burna Boy most biggest influence is Fela, because at the beginning of his career, he's shaping his own sound to like Fela's sound.
Yeah.
Then before he started finding his own feet and his own type of music. I will accept Mike right now. So the first person we are going to accept the mic is Egbon. Egbon, you can unmute yourself and speak. We are just talking about music and culture in general. Okay.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing? I hope all of us here are Burna Boy fans, so outside that for life.
Everybody, yeah, everybody fan, okay,
yeah.
But we can discuss any artist and everybody respectfully.
Oh yeah, okay. I've been listening to Burna Boy since 2016. That was 2014 or 2015. That was Yawa Day. Yeah. I think Yawa Day. Yeah. I really enjoy this song. Most especially, yeah, I even see. Up to like Burna Boy should collect another Grammy. Like, I can't even wait. The guy deserves like four more than.
I agree, especially for Alone. Alone should have gotten a Grammy.
Yeah, I think he has a network issue. I am James. Who allow him just to speak before we continue back with you, Yemisi.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. James. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Yeah, how are you?
Me.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice. Mr.
James, what contribution do you want to make? Because we're discussing about music and culture. And yeah, you have the mic, please.
Okay, you know, I just came. So we are all outsiders here now.
Yeah, I think so. Most people are.
I haven't heard from 7B7G. SB7G.
Have you listened to 4 Campe 2?
Huh?
Have you listened to Burna released in with Haitian singer?
I started listening to his music from Love Dominic. And that was a great album. That was a great album.
Yeah, it's true.
Most of my music I play most times. I pick from most music I pick from there. Then the other ones I pick from I told them.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Mr. James.
Nigeria really need to focus on Burna. Like, most of these tough artists, they are not informed again. They are not informed, like, they are not informed at all. So that's why I'm really waiting for that his new album. I think it's no sign of weakness or something. I'm really waiting for it because I know there's going to be a hit, like, not even four, not even five.
Yeah.
Yeah, people need to focus on Burna. They don't be seriously. Like, it's only FC, Wizkid fan base is very strong. You see this outsider, we need to just bring it like FC. You understand what I'm talking about, right?
Mr. Egwan, can I make some correction, please?
Yeah.
Okay. This space is not discussing about Burna Boy. Rather, we are discussing about music in general and culture, okay? Yeah, there's this bigger Burna Boy fan is our special guest. That's why, like, we are going to talk more about Burna, but we are talking about everybody in general, you know, because Nigerian music is not about one individual. Different people have contributed to the growth, and they are still going to do it. Okay, Burna Boy have played his role, and he's keep playing his role, you know. We have to give him his accolade and his flower. But at the same time, I want you to know that the other fan base here, and everybody will be allowed to talk, and everybody must be respected. Sure, you understand?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Also, like about Afrobeats, there was two things that were denounced by some singers. It was that some songs lack of substance, and some other are like not connected. I don't know how to explain, but when someone releases an album, some people are too precipitated, or I don't know how to say, like, they are too much in a rush that the song does not match together. It just, have you seen Kai tweet yesterday?
Who is that?
Wait, I don't know how to pronounce his name, actually. Yeah, Cade.
You can post it on the Jumbotron so that we can see it.
On where?
Yeah, you can click on the message that you see share. Then you not share it on this space. It will appear there. Everybody can see it.
So, yeah. Yeah. I have to find the tweet again. But, like, it's exactly...
I think one of the... I don't want to say it flop. One of the flop album, which I was expecting so much from, is from Queen Madi.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, I was expecting...
Her album was nice, actually.
Yeah, her album was nice, but it did not get the recognition and the promotion the album needed. Okay? And maybe because she only... like, the album... There's no feature in the album. Okay? Oh, yeah. The album was a pure solo album for her work. And I feel like for your first album, you are supposed to use the big guns to sell your first album.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, what was missing in the album was that maybe versatility and featurings. But I found she's very young and it's a very nice debut album. Like, not a lot of people can relate and say that their first album was quality like that.
Yeah, the music is quality, but this thing wise, the commercial wise, it's not successful commercially. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. And it's more strategic. Like,
yeah. PR, like, or... your first album should be like your breakthrough. Like, let me tell you, it took Rema like 5 to 6, 5 years after getting to the music industry before it started dropping. Like 3 years. He started with EP. Then from EP, he dropped like 2 EP, then mixtape, then started, you know what, I can drop an album. We are talking about.
Yeah, so album. It's not like the quality is bad. It's more like the way of making it, because you can't, like, you can't say the quality of the songs are bad, but it just, like, she should have added, like, featurings in addition.
Yes.
That yeah, because Rema first EP was so nice. Like, quality was there, but it was more like promotion.
Yeah.
That was lacking.
No, Rema first EP was successful, okay? Yeah. Everything Rema dropped has been successful mm-hmm. so far. You understand? But what I'm trying to say about Queen Maddie is that she dropped like 3 or 4 banger songs that people were listening to. And then mm-hmm. with some of them have features, okay? Then you came back with an album without those
one
songs.
One with Joe Boy, one with Boo.
Yes. Yeah, then you came back with album without no features in it, just solo, like you were trying to. Yes, you can tell your story, but I feel like telling your story with another album, like your second album or your third album, is more relatable.
When people already knows how she could have, like, go more deep, so, like, deeper
in. Whosoever advised her to roll out that album without feature, I would say commercially, they were totally wrong and they get it wrong. And I feel like the girl to know that, oh my god, I made a mistake. And then she did get the support from the industry. Let me say, you do not, let's say if Burna Boy was on any of the songs, I'm very 100% sure Burna Boy would have promoted the album, you know, post about it, and then outside that would listen to it.
But I think maybe she should have featured other, like, underrated artists, so they would have supported each other.
Yeah, like, she supported a lot of artists, but in return, she didn't get that support. And in fact, you don't need artists post it or not. You can actually make good music, and then commercial-wise, if they did not promote it well, it won't be successful. You understand? It won't be successful. There are some albums that are very successful. Oh, look at the quality of the music. They are not there.
Okay? Yeah.
Just pure noise.
But at the same time, there are people who say that, you know, for example, I told them when it was released, some criticized say that it sounds too American. It's for, you know, it's for, like, to please the American audience, or that Bernard does it only for commercial reasons. And I was like, no, like, if you listen to it deeply, you will see that it's not the case. But, like, when it's too, when it's seen as too commercial, people will also say that it's wrong. Do you get what I mean?
Let me tell you, Burna Boy have earned the right to drop a commercial album to serve his purpose. Because before, I told them, you know, he have dropped some 2 good or 3 solid albums. You understand? And there's one of my favorite Burna Boy albums. I can never skip any music from it. That was the third album.
On a spaceship?
No, not spaceship. The one after spaceship. The one that has to understand the African story. You know,
African Giant.
Yeah, Africa. Is it Africa Giant?
Wait, there's an album. Outside. Yeah.
Okay, after Outside is Africa Giant, right?
Yeah. Then Twice a
Story. Yeah, it's Africa Giant. I can never skip any music from Africa. And that's the one he had a remix with this lady from the UK. What was this name of this song, Seth?
Georgia Smith.
Yes. Yeah, I can never skip any music because those are good, solid. And then the placement of those songs were very relatable, okay? Because sometimes it's not about rolling out an album. You have to know how to, like, let the music tell the story. Okay.
Yeah, it's
because
true. But have you seen the tweet I shared? Like, the first tweet is exactly what most artists don't understand. Is that some artists just add songs to their album, but you can't see the link between the songs. Like, it doesn't tell a story. There is no theme on the album. It's just music like this.
That I remember, I listened to one other interview, and then people were like, "Ada, you said that anybody that want to listen to your song should not skip your music. In fact, you told Spotify to make sure that your music will not be skipped to the next song. Why?" He said, "I want that to relate to the story. My album was based on my story, so they have to play from the beginning to the end for them to get what I'm telling them. So if you have to skip the first track to listen to
Twice as Tall, when a song is ending and a song is starting, you can see that there is, like, a transition between each song, even if it's not, like, a continuity of, it's not exactly the same story in each song, but the instrumental make you feel like it's You know, if you play the entire album, that it's one soundtrack, one big soundtrack.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. So,
and another album that have that kind of a good arrangement was Wizkid album, the one that have Essence in it.
Made in Lagos. Yeah.
I would say Made in Lagos, one of the best album in the last 10 or 20 years in the Nigerian music. One of the best. I didn't say the best, but one of the best. Yeah. The type of the quality of music, the arrangement, the placement, and the commercial success of it. Okay, Wizkid has some amazing album like Superstar and Co. Like, that made the Lagos were totally different. And yeah. So
I noticed like songs from Made in Lagos are often played at events, and like celebrities listen to it, like basketball players. Like, it has really been connected to other industries like sport, you know, fashion. Yeah. Like Move with Buju.
I don't want to say something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But Tems album,
yeah,
I was kind of disappointed.
Which one? Her last one? Or?
Tems only have one album. She just dropped her first album.
Yeah,
that is her first
album.
No, because
she has Four Broken Hills and Born in the Wild.
No, those ones, Broken Hills are EPs now. We don't count EP as album. Album is different from EP, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Broken Hills and this thing, those ones are EPs, okay?
Yeah.
Her first album is the one that I've born in. Like, what's the name of that album? So, why I'm saying I'm disappointed. I know her music is more like, you know, out for outside and not mainly for us Nigerians.
It's more like R&B.
Yeah. I expected more stuff from her. Commercial-wise, commercial-wise, she was going to make her money in the US, okay?
Yeah, it's true.
But what's in Africa, if you want to relate to most of the songs in that album, apart from Love Me Jeje, Love Me Jada, which was a sample.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I've listened to it and I was like, you know, R&B is not really my type of music, but there are some songs that I can like. But yeah, there are some, not skips. I won't say it skips because the songs are good, but it's not songs that I would play, actually, that I would vibe to, that I would dance to.
Let me tell you, I can make an example of Asha. Before there was Tems, there was Asha. Yeah. Asha was the queen of, you know, in France. I can say Asha is one of the most popular African artists in France.
Yeah, it's true. She's certified.
Yeah. You understand? Like, she sold that arenas and different things, and then her music, even though you are an European or an African person, you can easily relate to her songs from Jayla to different music. You can never skip an Asha album. Anytime you listen to an Asha song, you can never skip because
the story, and she's like timeless, she's still performing and all that. Like, our career is not just for a short time.
Yeah, and that is the type of person I'm saying. Like, she made her songs, but everybody can easily relate to it. And then that is what I call the difference between an exceptional artist with a good artist, okay?
Yeah.
I cannot compare someone like Rihanna to Ariana Grande or Selena Gomez, okay? Because even though they are all successful, they have number one album, they won Grammy, but there's still somebody that is far, far ahead of them. Let me say, exceptional. We all know that is Rihanna.
Yeah,
because everybody can easily relate to a song,
you
know, both young and old, both Africa, both Europe, both Caribbean, compared to the Selena Gomez or Ariana Grande type of music. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and that's also one thing
for a successful artist for me is that not all his albums seems to be the same. Like, if all your albums are maybe about women or all your albums are about money, like, you know, not everyone will relate to it if everything you're singing is the same thing all the time.
But Taylor Swift's album will only be about her exes and her breakup, her love life.
Yeah.
And people still listening to her album, and she's
actually, because, like, it's more like Europe and America, no? Because in Morocco, we don't really listen to Taylor Swift, or I don't know about in Nigeria, but.
Let me tell you, if she comes to Nigeria, I don't think that girl is going to sell out a stadium in Nigeria, respectfully.
Oh, really?
People may only come and attempt that, okay, because it's Taylor.
But music-wise, like
people will just be eating their mouth. Okay? It's someone like
maybe
Taylor,
because, you know, maybe her lyrics are always the same, but the rhythm might be different, no? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not always, you know, some artists, they always sound the same, like the same tone, the same rhythm, the same instrumental, like.
Yeah. There, another thing I want us to talk about is about contract, okay? Luckily enough, one of my space, I was also able to bring in Richardine. She's a Grammy Award committee member. Okay. And also she managed top artists for Sony Record and, you know, all those big record label. I was able to host her on my Twitter space. One of my few first guests. You know, she managed Psycho YP, Favor, Fino, and a lot of Nigerian artists, Ruga and Runtown. Okay, she's big.
Yeah.
Richard is big in the music industry. She has been on, like, I've been in the music industry for more than 20 years. She managed people like Trey Song and Co. You understand?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then she gave us an amazing insight about music between contracts, artists signed, and everything, you know. And it's kind of crazy because last year, we saw what happened between Sheyi Vibe and his record label. We saw what happened with Charlie Poppy and the scene. Yeah, both of them were in the same record label, right? Both Sheyi Vibe and Charlie Poppy, before they both moved separately. You understand? There are some contracts, like record label do give artists, that is kind of crazy. At the same time, there's always artists to do treat record label. You as an individual, whatever you would like to give for both artists and record label for them to be able to maintain that relationship for a long time. Someone like Drake and Nicki Minaj have been with Young Money from day one. Even though they have other deal with other record label, but they have their foundation, just like the way Rema with the Josie Ward and Don Jazzy Mavis. Okay. Now, whatever will you give? And secondly, why is Burna Boy not signing artists?
Signing artists. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think the advice would be that labels should know where the artist is going to, like, do you get what I mean? Like, what are they are aiming? Because, like, if they just see a successful artist or someone who is, like, at his peak, or, you know, like, someone popular, and they say, okay, I'm going to sign them, but they don't really know, like, deeply the atmosphere of the person. Do you get, like, they must understand deeply the universe of the person and where they want to lead to, because if they don't, some artists will want to release music and the label will not agree why this music would have been successful. And about tours, I don't know if you've seen, but Asake had a problem with his tour. And, like, I think the artist and the label should know the timing before success. Like, I don't know how to explain, but they must plan things ahead of
I just feel like both of them, I feel like both record label and artist should know how to work together. And I feel like 360 degree deal, like there's a contract they do give. There are contracts they do give to artists, like we call it 360 degree deal, like those record label like owns the masters and everything. I just feel like as an accompanying artist, before you sign any record deal, you have to come with your lawyer, you have to read the contract properly.
Yeah, and you have to be with someone who already works in the industry and knows how it works. Most of them,
because they want to make it, they just sign those contracts blindly. It tamples a lot.
The problem is money, I would say, because the artist will be like, oh, I need money for my project, I need money to be successful and all these things. But because of money, they will forget that they will have too many restrictions. Like, they won't be able to be themselves and to do what they want. So I'm like, yeah, they should not be, like, blinded by money, and they should take time to consider many options, I think.
You know, when it comes to that kind of thing, like in Nigeria setting, okay, it's hard for you to see record label trying to sign you, okay? Because all of them just have their own way of doing things, okay? Not like in the US when you have talent, they'll say, okay, we are ready to give you contract. Yeah, everything is investment and profit. And I feel like you as a record label, if you invest on an artist, and when the artist giving you the reward back. At least you should have to be transparent. Okay, most issues is transparency. They even must with the vibe and the record label is transparency. Yeah. That like you are not transparent. How is my money being spent? What is my income? How much did I make? The day is still there. If it is 50-50, everybody get their 50-50 share. But at least you have to be honest with me that, okay, you miss so much. This one will spend on all this and all those things, you know? And I feel like that is another issue.
And artists should set their rules. They shouldn't be afraid, like, to say that they want to, you know, maybe they want to release that many songs a month or a year, that they want to do this thing, you know, like, They should be the one leading the not the contract but like the conditions. They should negotiate the conditions.
How can you negotiate the condition when you don't even have money to negotiate?
Like you know, if that's very successful, like I don't know, maybe you know, maybe Kunmi, no?
Eddie, you are gonna speak right now. Okay, we'll give you the mic for you to speak. Okay.
All right.
Leonard is an artist, and I'll have to bring Leonard in for Leonard to share one of his own, because he's a talented artist, you know, a very talented person. And I hope and I pray one day have like the opportunity to get signed by a big record label or someone that will actually help him utilize his talent for it. So now, Eddie, what do you have to say about this issue?
Now, speaking on the contract issue, right, I think we have to come to understanding that, two scenarios of contract, right? There are like contract of upcoming artists and there are contract of those that are already blown, like Burna Boy and Atlantic Record and stuff like that, right? Now, first of all, these upcoming artists, right, many of them do not have a choice. So most times we blame upcoming artists that they're taking slave deals and all that, but you know, at the end of the day, it's better to take these slave deals than to just remain in the background for the rest of your life, because you really don't know where they're going to turn up tomorrow. Now, take for instance, now I own a record label, right? And everybody in the industry, you know, all record label owners, right? They know themselves, right? You get me? I see a young guy coming up, probably doing his best on TikTok, and I try to sign him, right? And he's having, what do I call it now? He's trying to like know his worth, saying, okay, I can't take this deal. This is what I want, what is my deal? And you not get shishi, one or another, your pocket where you want to sponsor yourself. You get the record label. In this scenario, me, I'm the one going to be spending my bucks, you know, a lot, because I'm not going to lie. It takes a lot to promote an artist. It takes a lot. It's not a small amount of money you get. You have to book hotels. You have to book a lot of things. You have to promote the music.
Radio promotion is expensive. Radio and TV promotion
is expensive. Even to push a challenge on TikTok. You get me? Because I'm not going to lie to you. Most of these things you see going on TikTok, the artists are the ones pushing them. Most of these viral...
But, like, are they the one giving the idea, or is it the record labels? If they want to start a trend?
Sometimes it's the record label. Sometimes it's them themselves. You get... Sometimes it's their PA, their own manager. Most times, right, these people go into these deals. Which are like people that are not really exposed, right? So many people have this time, but they're not exposed. You get me? So they go into these deals. They know. Many of them that they don't know. Many of them know that these deals are terrible deals for them. You get me? But you do not have you don't really have the choice. And the most painful part about it is that if you decline an offer from a record label, another record label is not going to come for you.
It might be the last time.
Might. 90%, 9 out of 10 times, another record label is not going to come for you, because that record label coming for you that has been declined by another record label, it seems like a bit of, there will be an issue. And me, I'm not going to like body for where no good. I don't know if you understand me.
Yeah, they will be like, oh, if they refuse this record label, they are going to cause us trouble.
Exactly, you get me? If they take an artist that was rejected by another label.
Imagine an artist, like, I don't know how to explain, but the advice would be that any upcoming artist should sign like the first deal they are given, but once they are blown, they can go to another record label.
Yeah, but most times you don't really get that chance. You get me? So I would just say, as an upcoming artist, right, try your best to push yourself to a certain extent first before you start looking for a record deal. You get me? Someone like Monarchy, for instance, right? Yeah. If he's going into a record label now, right, he has a little bit of power to negotiate
power, a deal. Yeah, he said because that he feels like quite an recognized artist.
Unlike someone that is not recognized at all. You get me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Monarchy is not just like a TikTok star anymore. You know, Monarchy is quite famous. You get me? It's quite popular. He really has that power. I'm sure Monarchy has a manager on his own, a PA and all that. Mm. You get me? So,
but
that's my point. Another kind of contract, sorry. Another kind of contract is, you know, these international deals. Like someone like Burna Boy now, right? We don't really know the kind of deal he has on his hand. You don't really know if all these songs he's recording now are his. You get me? So that's why most times when he released songs, I always go and check Apple Music, check his YouTube to see under what record label they were.
Oh, yeah.
They were this, I don't know, released.
He goes under many, like,
most of them are Spaceship, and it's something I really, yes, I really like. But many at times, you might also see this artist, doing tours and all this and all that, but nothing really comes to their pocket, right? They're just really working their ass off, and maybe 10% goes to their pocket. You get me? So, record deals, record, I don't know, the word is cruel. The word is cruel. Record deals are cruel. And
I have a question.
All right.
Like, when an artist is signed to a record label, what advantages, except like promotion, does he get from being on a record label compared to being independent?
Promotion is basically just promotion, I guess.
It's just promotion. I think it's not like maybe organization, advice.
Yes, promotion, organization, advice, management. Again, you see someone like Rema now. I don't think Rema will be leaving me a record anytime soon. No, and even if he leaves, right, I would advise him to still have a kind of connection to Marvin Record. Even if he leaves and decides to be independent, his record label should still be somehow.
Eddie, do you know that Rema is not signed to Mavis Record?
It's signed to Jonesy World, and Jonesy World is under Mavis.
Let me tell you, Rema is signed to Jonesy World. Jonesy World is the one that have collaboration with Mavis, okay? So that is why Rema.
Yeah, they are connected.
Yes, there was an issue beginning where Rema was, people were afraid that Rema is leaving Mavis. And Rema was like, I don't have the, secretly for people that know that Rema does not have deal with Mavis, rather it's Jonesy World.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
And Rema have already promised that he's not going to leave Jonesy because of the, what's his name? The Prince.
Yeah.
You understand? It's not about money anymore. You understand? From
it's about the laws you get.
Yes, but about the love and loyalty. Because from the one Rema signed his contract, they gave him the freedom to do whatever I want to do, release music anytime I want, be the creative director of his art and everything. That's why Rema never had issue with anybody because he's in control of his work.
I won't tell you for a fact that Rema is like the creative director of his work and all that. Because I mean, like, most times I look at Rema, I just feel like, okay, I think the whole bat thing, right, is Rema's thing, right? And the every other branding is not authentic. It's not Rema's thing. It's kind of like what they're pushing.
Eddie, you are wrong. If anything Rema does, okay, that is Rema ideas. The team will not say, okay, let's work on it like this. It's not the thing that will come. Like, there are some artists that want to bring in their ideas, and then the team will say, no, go with what we ask you to do.
That's true.
You understand? If you see everything from Rema music video to the way he dressed,
his brand,
you will know that this is Rema.
Yeah, true.
You understand?
Even like public
compared to other artists that is
amazing. Like Thames now, I think for taking Thames into case study, I think everything Thames does is carefully managed for her. Like, I think Thames and Omalia are managed by the same person, and you see a little bit of similarity in their branding.
Thames and who?
Omalia.
Oh, man.
I think they're managed by the same person.
Was lucky enough to have a good team from day one at the beginning. Okay?
Yes.
She was so lucky to have an amazing people to push her. Imagine she dropped Try Me. Before she dropped Try Me, she already have those team in place. You understand?
Yeah.
So, they already know the type of person she is, the type of way she loves to do things. Okay? She's in control of her art and her job. Okay? Let me tell you, there are some artists, I'll give you an example, I'll tell you that they are not in control of their work. And then you go back and listen to their, all their music videos, say, oh, it's true. Charlie Poppy, when he was under his record label, there are some music videos Charlie dropped that does not even relate to the storyline he was trying to tell. You understand? Now, look at Lao. This is the first time Charlie Poppy is dropping a song.
let me say, out of his record label. I don't know if he signed to a new record label or he's an independent artist.
No, yeah, it's totally different, like the quality.
But
even from the video.
Sorry, I don't really watch music videos because most time they don't really have meaning. They don't really connect to the song itself. But I watch Oba Pluto because I'm an adult person, right? And that music video had a lot of significance to the song. And I think
Let me tell you, any song like that, okay, is a homage to his ancestral, or I mean his home, okay, his king.
Mm.
You don't expect it to go other ways, okay? You don't judge people based on a music that is an homage, okay? Let me tell you, like Crime Now, okay, is it a crime by Rema? We know that it's sampled Sade Adu, but we saw what happened in the music video. People were criticizing Rema for using Alima. Okay, Alima is a sweetheart, okay, because she's a big supporter of Niger Nation. She's somebody we've known for years, and we connect on a normal base. We know how hard Alima have worked. But at the same time, people forgot that from day one, Rema have come into Nigeria music scene, if only using dark-skinned ladies in a music video. From Dumebi down to today, most of Rema music video always feature dark-skinned lady as the lead person. You understand? Then you people coming out to criticize him for using Alima, or you people say, oh, Alima was too ugly. Alima was not supposed to be used as the lead lady.
That's crazy. For me, that's just like colorism.
Yes, that was what really happened, okay? That was what really happened. And it's crazy because Alima was supposed to open his space with us, but because of the entirety, we're like, you know what? Just chill a little. We're still going to have our space very soon. But we don't want it to be at this particular moment because we have to protect people. Mental health is
real. Rema is very right because like some artists, they always put like foreign girls in their vids or just girls in the beauty standards of the Western world. And Rema is just like promoting girls from, I guess, from Nigeria, no?
Yeah, and one thing people don't know that Alima have worked with Rema like 4 times. Behind the scenes.
Is she from Nigeria or
Alima is Nigerian. She's a videographer and a photographer. You understand? Most of the time you come to Rema shoot a music video to maybe shoot some pictures and everything, you know, based on a contract.
Yeah.
But this time Rema was like, you know, that girl that like, let's make this girl the lead role of this.
No, he's music. Right. Like, I don't know why people are just stupid.
I wouldn't say stupid. They just feel like they can control artists. Now, I'm just trying to say, that's why you know somebody that have control over their artwork. You understand? Mm. And then, if we talk control, masters is another different topic we are going to discuss another day because what only your masters... I think when we talk about control, masters is another totally different word because we know that most artists does not own their own masters, including Taylor Swift, okay? Taylor Swift did not own the master of her first 3 albums. She wanted to buy those masters and then the record label refused to sell it for her. Then she started re-recording the songs again. You understand? Yeah.
Is it possible to record the same song again?
Because the guy sold the entire master to one big rich man like this. You understand? He refused to sell it to Taylor. You understand?
But is it possible to re-record?
I don't know how Taylor did it, but she re-recorded her old albums, okay?
Because the instrumental is owned by the one who bought it, no? By a producer.
But she re-recorded them, private. You know, US law is different, okay?
Mm.
Wanda, I knew Wanda want to talk to Yemisi, so Wanda.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Ninja, and
how are you doing?
And Eddie. Okay, concerning this issue of artists and label, I actually see record label as a business, and of course, it's a business. And then the artists too entering too, they're also entering for business purpose too. So it is business between two persons and in business, everybody are all concerned about how they themselves will win. So you as an artist entering into a such contract, it has been said that they always say it, go with somebody that you know, one experienced person that will advise you and a lawyer too. that will also guide you, because there are certain words, very little it might seem though, but those words might actually be the things to pin you down in that contract. So you might read them and feel they are nothing, but when you realize yourself in the contract, you notice that those little words, it could be just art. Is what those little words, they are very, very important. Now you need somebody to calm down and then analyze this thing. Don't be in a haste to sign any contract, be it music contract or take it home, sit down, share with somebody, probably a lawyer, then study it. You have to study your contract, study it, check certain things that you may think that might affect you before you sign a contract. And also, I think the major reason why label they do this to artists is because they see the desperation in artists. And of course, if we don't sign you will not blow, and you need us. And of course, because people always say the artists should know their work. As at that time, I don't even think they have words to even know. So me, I'm still looking for a way to have audience, and then seeing somebody giving me that platform, I willingly sign. But then I always advise artists not to sign long-term contract. You can't just
true.
Enter into contract of 5 years. You sign contract
because they must see how it goes first, if they are satisfied of their contract their career evolves.
Exactly, because human wants are insatiable. Now you might want to be known, just get that popularity. Then after getting the popularity, 1 year after, you will want to be bigger. So and you need more for yourself. So let them all sign long-term contract. Make it short so that when you realize yourself, you will just endure until the contract is over. Then you leave.
But I wonder, an artist can break a deal, but can the label break the deal before the end?
An artist
most times label don't break this, okay?
They can't do that. Leave the label, no?
No, label can actually break the if you are not bringing in anything for their return based on the investment they had on you. But most times label are always patient with artists that just want it to go change everything. You understand? Yeah. So they'll keep pushing you until they feel like for the 5, 6, 7 years you have not made anything for us, you can just leave. You understand? Yeah, and then most labels give artists based on album. They say, okay, give us 2 or 3 albums and then you are free. You understand?
Okay.
Knowing that they own the masters of those albums. So most times, the record label are always more patient. Okay, let's keep pushing. Maybe one song will change everything. It's like a gambling for them. But artists, immediately an artist is blown like this, they want to leave the record label. That's why they know that, okay, this record label is not good enough for us. And that's why record label became cruel towards artists too. Like, you understand? And let me tell you, if we look at the genesis of these crazy things, there was a few years ago, there's this guy, Frank Ocean. Okay? Yeah. Frank Ocean actually make record label start doing crazy shit to artists. Okay? Everything started with Frank Ocean. Understand? And he got those advice from his best friend, which is in Nigeria. That is Tyler, the Creator. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Frank Ocean was signed to this guy's record label. That is Jay-Z too, that time. Okay? Is it Jay-Z? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Jay-Z the owner of what's this record label itself? It's a very popular record label. So Frank Ocean was always writing music for artists, but they did not allow him to drop his own song. That's why the fact he was telling them that I'm extremely good, you people should push me. They refused. Until Frank Ocean now made some album, drop it. Like not album, like a mixtape, drop it, and then the mixtape eat like crazily. Just so the record label was like, oh Frank, so you're extremely good, okay. Okay, let's give you contract. Come and do an album.
Is it Def Jam?
Yeah. So they were like, okay, Frank, okay, now we agree that you are good. Okay, you've proved yourself. Okay, come. Frank's okay, for me to do an album, you people have to pay me $1 million first. Okay? They paid him. He dropped the album. The album was successful. So the record label come back, okay, Frank, let's drop another album. Frank say, I'm going to do it. But this time, on my own time. Frank went out of music scene for 5 years. Okay? When Frank came back, he told the record label that he's ready to drop the second album, which is complete his contract. They're like, okay, fine, Frank. When you are ready, say the following day. Frank sit all the executives down, play a video that is 1 hour long. A video where he was just arranging ladders and different things. And then he told the record label that is his album. Everyone was like, that is it? He said, yes. The record label released the Frank is mad. The record label released the album thinking it was Frank's original album.
You know, you have it's out of the contract already. Then the following day, Frank dropped his original album, Blonde. Okay? Like the following day.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Are they?
I think I've heard that story before.
That was what happened. The record label executives, everybody was like, Frank, drop our album. Record label, we dropped the album. They said, no, that is not Frank's album. They were like, what do you mean, hold up? They said, that is not actually Frank's album. Frank just dropped his album this morning, and it's already number one. So I was like, what do you mean? Do you know what happened? When the record label wanted to drag case, Frank asked the
record label. But what do you think about Coty added song to his album after release?
You said what?
Playboi Carti added songs to his album once it was already released.
I think that guy signed to Ye's record label before, right? That is Kanye West.
Also, it's the same. Is Def Jam or is it another one?
No, it's with Kanye West. He was signed to Good Music.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's Good Music was having the guy and Bichon. Yeah, so now let me tell you what that decision that guy made changed the music scene, okay? Because of that decision Frank Ocean did, record labels stopped giving artists that power, okay? So that was what changed it. And
so it's because of him.
It was because of him. That's where the 360 contract now come into place, okay? Because of what he did. Because of that, all the contracts Sony Record gave out, Universal Record, all those record, they turn all those contracts, they rearrange their contract with their new artists. Like, this is how we want it. You understand? Everything you have to go through us first. You understand? Because what Frank Ocean did today was mad. You understand?
Because that what he did gave him all the right to, like, he was owning the masters.
Yes, and they paid them back the $1 million. The $1 million they gave him, he paid them back. And then that album alone, he made over $20 million. And then that album is even regarded as one of the best albums of all time. And that is his last album today. The guy did not drop any music.
Yeah.
You understand? So,
okay.
Frank haven't dropped any music.
Sorry,
you said what?
I want to answer a question Okay, the question you asked was if a label can terminate a contract. So anybody can actually terminate a contract depending on the terms of the contract.
Okay.
Because in every contract, maybe they might indirectly state on the steps on terminating the contract.
Oh, yeah.
It must be there directly or indirectly. Directly means maybe if they say this contract we end if the artist maybe by cause of death or insanity or anything. So these are things directly that might end the contract. They indirectly, those things that they say, okay, when we sign you to this contract, see things that you generate for us within so years. So indirectly, if you don't generate these things and the label can lay you off. They can terminate the contract.
I get what you mean. So, it's like when you work for someone.
If you don't meet up to the demand, if you don't meet up to the demand, they can actually terminate the contract. But then there is something that they've been doing. Artists will just wake up and then say, I'm not doing again. And I think some labels, they just let things go.
Okay.
But those things, they have those consequences. Because when you sign a contract with somebody, you can't just wake up one morning and say, you don't want again. You have to stay until you are done with the contract, except you want to ruin your life. Aside this artist entering contract that they don't know anything about, because they make several mistakes. Number one is they enter into contract without reading through the contract, the terms of the contract. They don't read through it, how it will end, and then things that me, myself, my obligations in the contract, and they don't read through all these things. So when they don't read through all these things, that is another mistake. Mistake is while reading the contract, breaking out of the contract, they also make another mistake again. Breaking out of it, they just come out and declare, I'm no longer in this. And those things tend to, I think there are several artists that such steps they have brought their career down. So you can't just wake up one morning and you also have, it's very important that you know what you are signing and how to live too. So you don't just ruin your career.
Yeah, you're right about it. And I had a question, like, maybe for everyone is like, do you think that some artists or some label should, after a hit, after a big song, like a hit, they should accept that instead of trying to create other hits, they should push the bar down? Like, do you get what I mean?
You can please just break it down. Break it down.
Like, what I mean is that, imagine, like, I don't know. For example, Shelly Poppy has Lao, you know? Once Lao will fade out, I don't know. But like, once the song won't be popping again, instead of trying to have a second Lao, he should accept that he will need to do something else, like maybe an album, or like he shouldn't expect to have another song like Lao or maybe Burner with Less. Do you get what I mean?
I understand.
And some artists,
you should want to know about record label, right? Record label, going into a record label, you have to know that you're a commodity as an artist. You have to know that. There was something Corey Libero said recently in an interview. He said he got tired of chasing hits after hits because it's a very generic routine, right? You drop, and the thing about the music space, most especially in Nigeria, right? Music do not really last that
much. Yeah, it's true.
You get it? Your song will be forgotten in the next 3 months. Like, your album can tank in the next 4 months. Mariah is not really charting anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
Because some Nigerian artists are dropping song every day, every time. Music are coming out. You get so, especially in this Nigeria, right? You have to keep chasing hits after hits.
Oh, okay. Hits
after hits. And the thing is that, right? As a record label giving you a deal, a record label will tell you, okay, we'll promote, we'll do this. They might give you a budget, okay. Your budget for this 1 year, we are giving you a 2 year contract. Your budget, right, is, if I, okay, you know what? Before you release any song or an EP or an album, before you release anything, we are going to groom for a year, your vocal and all that. It takes money to do that. They start promoting you. It takes money to do that. Yes. They might give you like 100 million, let me say 100 million naira, right, for a year. You are going to use this year to promote you. You are going to use this year to release a release project. The next year, before your contract exhausts, you are meant to give us 150 million. Realistically. Let's say you get a contract like that and you don't believe in yourself. I heard somebody saying that, okay, you should not negotiate a long-term contract. You should negotiate like a year and all that. If you get a contract like that and you're not, you don't even believe in your craft, you don't even know if your song will go anywhere. You get, you might really, because at the end of the day, everything is 50-50 with promotion and all, your song might not still go anywhere. You might have a great album, like quality album, but it wouldn't go anywhere. You get, so at the end of the day, these guys tend to sign longer contract with aim that within this time they'll be able to pay off the label. And being able to pay off the label, you have to be consistently at the top, topping charts. You get me? Being everywhere. Because before you can even go on tour, you have to have a reasonable project first before you can go on tour. You can't go on tour with one hit song.
Yeah, it's true, because
yeah, that's where you make the real money from tours. You make real money from tours. And you can, somebody like Queen Maddie now cannot go on tour and segue. Yeah. She doesn't have that music yet. I saw that Berry Tiga is going on tour. I was just wondering what he's going to be singing there.
Yeah,
you don't have the project to back.
Yeah, it's top. Like Tyler announced a tour, but people only knew like two or three of her songs.
You don't have the, what's it called, the project, the songs to go on tour, which is really internationally. You get.
Yeah, it's true. Or also, they shouldn't target bigger than what they can feel, like
I want to bring up another topic right now. This whole stadium stuff, right? I'm seeing a lot of agendas, a lot of people trying to like say they've never done a stadium tour before and all that. You see, I think David is very smart, right? He knows he doesn't have the capacity to do a stadium tour, so he's doing what he can. You do what you can, you don't put yourself in trouble.
It's true because it's a lot of money.
Burna is light years ahead of his peers. Burna Boy has that power to sell out any arena, any stadium in the world if he wants to. You get me? He has the energy. Have you seen Burna Boy on stage? Like, you, see, you have seen Burna Boy on stage. Me, I've seen clips. Me, I've only seen clips. You have seen it multiple times.
And people, you know that that energy back, is like, there. You can't go to a Burna concert and not want to come back. Like,
I know lots of people that have gone and they'll be like, I'm not going to lie, that's the best $5,000 I've spent in my life.
Oh, yeah.
You get it? I know a lot of people that have spoken like that. I know someone that went all the way from Miami to, I think, to Boston to experience Burna Boy. And she said after she experienced Burna Boy, she, like, it was insane. You get me? And not everybody have this thing.
Yeah, Boston,
not everybody know how to perform on stage. Not everybody have the artistry. If you look at Burna Boy on stage, it's an art. It's not just coming here to lip sync.
Yeah.
You get it? It's not just coming here to shout. It's not just coming here to tell you sing. It's coming here
it's
to...
It's true. Like,
it's coming here to give an crowd, art. We've seen Burna Boy come out from Spaceship. We've seen Burna Boy... Bruh, you see, that's something... See, I think this whole... Envy and jealousy, and people should start learning from Burna.
Eddie, I have to cut you off, okay? Because our space usually use time, okay?
All
right. If we say let's keep talking about artists, we'll keep talking till tomorrow, you know, because they have video. So, let me see. You know, I don't know who gave you this Nigerian name, but it didn't fit you, okay? So we'll have to dive into the game. Okay, what game do you have for our fans? Okay.
Okay.
Even though most people I'm disappointed in my fans, okay. And I'm going to shout, like, they're gonna hear from me. Okay.
I thought of maybe a thing like guess the song or something, but like I don't know how they can do it, like if everyone has to speak or
No. Not everyone have to speak, because that will cause issue.
Yeah, okay? That's the problem.
I think like we have to pick like the first three people. Like we have to pick. They give them like seconds to actually guess the song. And also, you have to play random music because most people hear Burna Boy song. I know if you play all Burna Boy songs,
them. I'm not gonna play Burna.
Yeah. So at least people that have been on
song, play my song, no play Burna song, play my song.
You guys song?
Yes, now.
Nah. Yeah, yes, an opportunity for you to sing a song of yours.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
I'm an artist too.
Okay, you're an artist too. So how many upcoming artists do we have here? Okay. We'll give the upcoming artists like 1 minute to showcase themselves. Okay. And we'll post it. I usually do that, but because of the way the space is today, like we don't have much crowd. So, if you're an upcoming artist, you have like 1 minute. Huh?
So, can you provide a beat?
Let me play my
No, you can provide a beat for yourself. You cannot provide the beat, then you can use... a cappella. You said what?
Let me just play your music.
You have 1 minute. Yeah, 1 minute, please.
I beg.
We have to mute you. Then when you are ready, we have to allow somebody else to perform. Then when you are ready, you.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Are you a rapper or an R&B singer, or which one are you?
No, I am a rapper and I am a singer too, but I will sing now on the rap.
Okay, let's go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Um,
Every day may I keep on the praise, steady grinding down in my life. What I want is to find more, what I want is to find money. I can never fall in vain, plenty things where man don't face. If you hate woman, are you fall? How's your woman know the fall? Come to my room, let's cast the purple. Grinding man, no feed the stop. I know man, no good before. Face my dreams and I face my fears. I will love them, let no believe. Tell them me I know before. Holy God got in my back. I thank God for the things I see all around me. Holy God, I pray for grace. Not that too much good, but I'm trying my best.
Yeah, thank you. Like, you have an amazing voice. And
yeah, it's good, brother. It's good, brother. Yeah, it's good, brother. Well
done. Yeah, collab was in the place you can. Yeah, please.
All right.
If no be money ma ta ki lo le mi lere olorun ma sogo mo mo pe suru lere sugbon ta ba sise baba je ka jere won mo pe mi o le jabo they can they pray for my downfall persuade of us go rise up omo logo yen si ma tona our stand si dey feel am one day loser gotta be a winner and I go ride you might be my owo to quality lagbadura don't let me use more than 1 minute bro I don't want to broke the policy nigga. You understand? About what scope? Niger Nation. People don't plenty.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah,
Meje. Osana, Meje. So, Baba, okay.
Collabo, thank you. You've overused your time, okay?
Yeah.
Nice song.
Thank you.
That's
a
very nice song.
I love that. I love that. You gave me a lot of time. So yeah,
actually,
thank you.
That's
I really
nice.
I appreciate that. So thank
it's
you.
Very yeah. Nice. Yeah, listen, yeah, listen, okay?
Really appreciate.
Listen, we are going to host a talent show for a coming artist. And then we are going to bring in some record label executive and, you know, talent managers and lawyers, okay? Record label lawyers to the this thing.
Yes,
something will be planning already, okay? So that the you people can come and perform on.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so you people can come and showcase your talent with them.
Do you intend one day to have, like, an event, like, a presential event?
Yeah, we usually host our event, but mostly in the US, okay? We have deal with Afro Nation.
Okay.
We have deal with Afro Nation, like that is why artists like Ruga, DJ Tunes, all of them like our people, okay? So we have deal with them. You know, we also host a Naija Nation Lagos party in LA, Texas, New York, and everything. Yeah. But this year we are going to bring it home, okay? We're gonna host Naija Nation Naija feast, okay, in Lagos. So most of the that is why we want to create this avenue for upcoming artists so that when we are hosting our show, because people like Ruga, Asake can come in, because those are people that actually rock with our brand a lot. Okay, so our community artists will have the opportunity to come and perform. But before then,
are going to host the space. Someone like Richard Dean will come, and other top record label executives, DJs, popular DJs, all of them will come in. Then you people will showcase yourself. And if luckily if you are good, you can get signed, okay?
All right.
People can offer to sponsor you. Yeah. All right. So keep working on your songs and everything. We really appreciate your talent, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
That's a nice one. I want to ask. I want to ask, is the song on Spotify?
I have to remove some people from the speaker because I only have 10 minutes to go. And I know Yemisi still have a game for us to play. So, Yemisi, so let's go. Well, okay. Please go there. Are you an artist or what?
Yeah, I'm an
upcoming artist.
You say what? I said I'm an upcoming artist. Who wants to try my class for now? So I can freestyle a little bit.
You want to freestyle it too? Okay, you have 1 minute, please.
Honestly, I don't walk in Zambia. I feel the pain anytime I don't see you on the side of the road. You gonna say, girl, and baby, you know, say, I got me, baby. You lost my life, I couldn't see you as you. You lost in space, girl, you called me. Lost in space, girl. Make you lost one by our name. Lost on the floor, I'm so bad, babe. I don't wanna leave you to this small issue. I need you, I miss you, girl. Make you lost one by our name. Lost on the floor, I'm so bad, babe. I don't want you to be my issue, my teacher, and you. I feel you know I lied it. For you, I went from the face. Allow me to argue. For I do my best for your face. Allow me to argue. For I do my best for your face. Allow me to argue. Because I feel too bad for your face. Maracay.
Thank you, Peace Coded. Even though we didn't hear your voice loudly, but keep pushing, okay? You definitely get there, okay? You're a very talented artist. Thank you for gracing our space tonight. Yemisi, are we ready for the game?
Yeah. Should I play like very famous song or
anything? No. How will you play famous song? They'll get there.
Oh, okay. So maybe some songs from famous artists, but not famous song.
Yeah, we'll start with Eddie. Eddie will be our number one player, okay?
Okay.
Eddie, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Bona number one fan is going to play, like, maybe instrumental, I don't know, lyrics, I don't know how she wants to do it. Then you get the name of the song.
No, like, I will play, like, 5 songs, and you have to get as many titles and as you can.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
You are not going to play full song. You are going to
No. Just a part. Like maybe like 10 seconds or something.
Yeah, let's go. Eddie, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. Okay, here is it, okay? If she's playing 5 songs, each of the songs you get, you have 1,000 error, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let me start.
Lord, I need my woman with me in my room. Skip.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
Sounds so like portable. I don't know.
Okay.
Just play 10 seconds, okay? Don't play too long. 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was 10 seconds, actually.
Yeah.
Big whip in my heart, stroking her. She make me feel this way. She said, I wonder what you do
if I don't know the title of the song, but that voice sounds like that of what that is name again? Magix. Is that Magix?
No.
You have to get the title. Don't give anybody the answer. Just move on to the next one. You have one minute to play your game. Oh. So I'm looking at my time. Once your time is up, I will...
Yeah. Okay. So let me play another one.
His plans.
No idea.
Hmm?
No idea.
You don't know?
I'm telling you.
Okay. Okay, wait. Let me look for... Wait.
His time will soon be up, you know, right? I'm using time. He did not get the song. I'm going to take him out.
Charlie, feel bad. That's a Shakira. I don't remember the name of that song.
Yeah.
I know that.
So, your time is up, Eddie. Sorry, you didn't get anything.
No problem.
Thank you for gracing our space and sharing your knowledge.
Yeah, that was very nice.
You definitely win another day. And next week, Wednesday, we are coming with a very big guest. So don't miss our space, okay? It's going to be fun. Yeah. The next person to play, even though Blake's have not spoken on my space before, this is my first time. Blake's, you have the opportunity to play game with us tonight. Thank you, sir. Yeah, okay. I'm using timer, okay? If Yemisi played your song up to five, fine. If your time is up, it's up. Everybody knows the way I play my game. So if you play the song 10 seconds or less than, if you know, you just mention the name of the song. If you don't know, it mention skip so that you get as much song as possible. Because once your time is up, even if you did not play up to five songs, that is not up to me. Okay. So now, Blake is ready to play, and Yemisi, you have to do this. Yeah, let's go.
Black Bones, Wetego,
No, not Wetego.
Yeah, next.
Okay, no problem. Wait. Let me play.
Whiskey, bend.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Well, let me actually. Wait, Spotify. You said.
Skip.
Okay. So, wait.
Your time is up. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, Spotify takes time to, like.
I only have 2 minutes to go, okay? And I have to wait. Yeah. You're supposed to arrange the song on ground already so that people are playing.
Okay, wait. Who's playing next?
Wait. Blake's.
Blake's. Yes, sir.
Send your account details to our DM now so that we'll credit you immediately after this space. You only got one song, correct? That is Whiskey Bend, okay? And I'm so sorry. We'll not be able to take more game because the space have to end now because we've been on this space for 1 hour 20 minutes, and maybe another time we'll be more organized when it comes to the game. And I'm going to bring in as our special guest, maybe during our talent show. Okay, so maybe by then she'll arrange the songs so that she'll be playing it on time and people will be like guessing it.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm sorry, like I know most of you wanted to play. And there's no time anymore, okay? But this space is recorded. We're going to post it on our page and also on our Spotify page for you to listen to it later if you feel like. Yemisi, thank you for gracing our space. Thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for inviting me. That was nice.
Yeah, we're going to have more space, okay? Believe me.
Okay, yeah. I will be there.
Yeah, we're going to have more space. We're going to bring you in. Oh, the day we're going to have Burna Boy Day, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to have Burna Boy Day so that you can talk about your faith.
What would be nice is that when people release their album, we can have them, like...
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like, now that Ruga just dropped his album.
Ruga, Joe Boy.
And Ruga is one of our favorite person, like... He's a very big fan of Niger Nation. We love him. His DJ, his official DJ, reached out to us yesterday. So we are seeing how we can plan space. You understand? Everything is still planned because we have a lot of space planned on ground. Okay, so...
Okay.
Yeah. So we want to see how we can bring in our space on time and also get this done with him. His team reached out to us yesterday already. So, yeah.
Oh.
And also DJ Tunes and Whiskey that are having a show in the US. Okay.
Oh
yeah,
I think they have one in the UK also. So you will be there, like
Tune is a very big fan of Niger Nation. In fact, he just got his Niger Nation jersey that we posted on our page. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, so and whenever some of them are in the US, you usually have back stage access, maybe to have interview with them and do one or two things. So lots of things are coming up. Maybe one day you just see Odogun here, or we'll bring Odogun to our Los Angeles studio to have him like interview.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate you. Okay. So fortunate that the space have to end, even though many people want to like have more fun. Sometimes we have to keep to time. Okay. So maybe next time we'll work on more things. We bring in more games and we arrange it properly. And that there will be more of game. Let's talk, you know. So thank you very much and I really appreciate you.
Thank you for this.
Yeah, we're still gonna meet very soon, very, very soon.
Hopefully.
Enjoy your show in France with Burna Boy. I know that is your next show.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, and
thanks.
Yes,
yeah, I will share about it.
Yeah, see you around. Share pictures, video, and tag us, okay, so that we can repost.
Collaborate with us. I will do that.
Yeah, see you later, and everyone, thank you very much for always supporting the brand. Keep following us. We have a lot of anxiety teams and giveaways and a lot of things coming up. So, Niger Nation Day for now. Good night, everyone. Yeah, Missy, nice having you here. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and it was nice being
here. No go cause wahala.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.